This is the major class of analgesics used in the management of moderate to severe pain. Opioids are effective, easily titrated, and have a favorable benefit-to-risk ratio. Opioid tolerance and physical dependence do not equate with addiction. Tolerance and physical dependence are physiological states which develop as an expected part of opioid pharmacology. Patients can be withdrawn slowly over a 2 to 3 week period with careful monitoring, and a withdrawal syndrome will not occur. Opioid addiction is a psychological state manifested by drug-seeking behaviors and an unnatural craving for the drug. Clinicians should not be reluctant to give high doses of opioids to patients with advanced disease. It is the clinician's ethical duty to benefit the patient by relieving pain, even at the risk of side effects. The clinician's fear of shortening the patient's life by using large doses of opioids is usually unfounded. Opioid receptors bind mu, delta, and kappa. Receptors can be found in peripheral tissue, the spinal cord, and the central nervous system. Morphine is the most commonly used opioid agent. It is available in immediate release and sustained action preparations. Other agonists are listed here. These are useful for the patient who experiences dose-limiting side effects with one opioid. Agonists will not reverse or antagonize the effects of other agonists giving simultaneously. Full agonists share a very important trait. The effectiveness is not limited by a ceiling effect with increasing doses. The dose-limiting factor is the development of toxicities rather than the attainment of a ceiling. The ceiling effect is the pharmacological term to describe the level of drug in the body above which no additional therapeutic effect is seen as the dose is increased. Only additional drug side effects are seen above the ceiling. This class of agents has less effect than full agonists at the opioid receptor. These agents are subject to a ceiling effect, making them less effective analgesics. These agents block or are neutral at one type of opioid receptor while binding a different opioid receptor. Mixed agonist-antagonists are contraindicated in patients receiving an opioid agonist because these agents may precipitate a withdrawal syndrome. Their analgesic effectiveness is limited by a dose-related ceiling effect. The elderly are more sensitive to the side effects of opioids and usually require lower doses. Children, by and large, respond the same as adults. Refer to the pediatric section for dosing in children. Tolerance to side effects of opioids develop as it does to other analgesic effects. In the balance, tolerance should be considered beneficial to participants because of that. The appropriate dose of an opioid is the amount that controls pain with the fewest side effects. When titrating dose, increase or decrease the next dose by 25% to 50% of the previous dose. Making small modifications when titrating the proper dose generally are ineffective and inappropriate. The parenteral dose is one-third the oral dose because of the first pass-through-the-liver effect. In changing from the oral to the rectal route, begin with the oral dose and titrate upward carefully. Proper dosing requires that an analgesic be given on a regular schedule and not on an as-needed basis. Rescue doses for breakthrough pain, equaling approximately the hourly dose, should be made available. Tolerance has not been seen to be a major problem in the typical cancer patient. When a patient requires continually escalating doses, the usual reason is advancing disease. Consider the possibility of a strong emotional component of pain when rapidly escalating doses are required without evidence of advancing disease. Patients may become pain-free as the result of cancer treatment or an anesthesia or neurodestructive procedure, and they may develop respiratory depression or CNS toxicities when the pain stimulus is removed. Gradually decrease the opioid to avoid withdrawal. Oral administration is preferred because it's convenient and cost-effective. The most commonly used opioid, morphine, is available in tablets and liquid in various concentrations. Rectal administration is useful when patients have nausea and vomiting, inappropriate when patients have diarrhea or anal rectal lesions. Fentanyl, a fat-soluble agonist, is available in a transdermal patch. This route is not suitable for rapid dose titration. It is most useful when the pain is stable and an alternative route is desirable. When other routes of administration are not available, infusion should be considered. Intravenous and subcutaneous routes provide effective opioid delivery. Avoid the intramuscular route. When intravenous access is not feasible, a subcutaneous opioid infusion is practical and effective. Patient-controlled analgesia matches drug delivery to the need for analgesia. The opioid may be administered intravenously, subcutaneously, or intraspinally by a portable pump. Intraspinal is an invasive route for patients with intractable pain or intolerable side effects with other routes. The main indication for intraspinal opioids is intractable pain in the lower part of the body, particularly bilateral or midline pain. Profound analgesia is possible without motor, sensory, or synthetic blockade. To use this route requires skill and expertise that is not available in all settings. Side effects of opioid therapy are common and predictable. Be prepared to use adjuvant agents to counteract the side effects. Opioids do not damage organs. All the toxicities are reversible. The same cannot be said of simpler drugs such as aspirin or acetaminophen. Toxicity of opioid agents is not common. Since there is no ceiling effect of drug dose, very high levels of opioids can be used usually without developing any CNS toxicity. Central nervous system toxicity is the only dose-limiting factor in opioid therapy. Those toxicities are listed here. Seizures are most often seen with meperidine because of a buildup of the toxic metabolite norepinephrine. Constipation is an inevitable side effect. Constipation should be treated prophylactically with regularly scheduled doses of a mild laxative or dietary fiber, except in elderly patients who may develop bowel obstruction from too much fiber when on opioids. Nausea and vomiting should be treated with antiemetics. Monitor the patient for increased sedation. Antiemetics may contribute to sedation when used with opioids. Patients receiving long-term opioid therapy develop a tolerance to respiratory depressant effects. Serious respiratory depression with chronic opioid therapy is unusual. Respiratory depression may be seen after a patient has had a neurolytic block and the stimulus for pain is removed if the opioid dose is not reduced after the block. Naloxone, an opioid antagonist, titrated in small increments will improve respiratory function without reversing analgesia. Long-term use of meperidine may lead to seizures, tremor, or confusion because of the buildup of the toxic metabolite norepinephrine, which is more potent than meperidine and has a long half-life. Cannabinoids offer no advantage over the synthetic active ingredient, THC. Side effects of dysphoria, drowsiness, hypertension, and bradycardia preclude its use as an analgesic. There may be efficacy as an antiemetic. No efficacy has been demonstrated with cocaine as an analgesic alone or in combination with opioids.